Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com.
So exercise, as you mentioned, is probably got the most evidence behind it. Is there a plausible biological reason as to why this is so beneficial for cancer sufferers and protective from cancer?
I think there's been kind of several mechanisms that have been proposed to explain the benefit, the protective benefits. I think a reduction in circulating levels of insulin and hormones and other growth factors obviously enables you to maintain a normal body weight for your height.
Gotcha.
And the other interesting thing is that a physical exercise done during certain periods of your life, so if you're particularly physically active as a child or an adolescent, seems to confer a protective influence much later on in life.
So active kids...
Active kids, very important.
Very important.
In with the current message going on.
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot of that, I think, and the benefits are just so far-reaching. And I think
absolutely.
There's probably lots of other things within exercise that may not have been researched as specifically in papers, but may have effects on cancers. So yeah. The effect on inflammation, for example, or immune system,
yeah.
You know, reducing the circulating of inflammation, inflammatory cytokines, that confers benefits in everything beyond just cancer as well,
mm-hmm.
reducing your chances of blood sugar dysregulation, cardiovascular disease, etc. So it's good to know that there's some evidence behind that as well, right?
But just kind of thinking ahead that potentially someone out there is listening and they've got cancer, kind of what I do say to patients is that you have to just do what is within your physical capability at that time. You know, I'm not expecting you to go run a marathon. In terms of prevention, yeah, you should follow the guidelines, but, you know, there is some evidence that more is better, but obviously then you can go too far and over-exercising is also becoming a bit of a problem for some people. But in general, you want to be getting your heart rate up and doing kind of at least 30 minutes, five times a week of kind of moderate risk exercise. And that can be walking.
Yeah.
You know, walking to the level where you're just struggling to kind of hold a conversation, that kind of moderate risk walking.
I'm assuming not, but are there any research studies looking at particular types of exercise and their benefits? I'm thinking specifically of yoga, actually, because I keep on getting loads of people, patients coming to say, you know, I started doing yoga. It's fantastic. I feel much better on myself. It's improved my circulation, the way I think. And there's probably loads of intangible benefits of that as well.
There's a lot of a link between yoga and cancer. And I think it's because it's a form of exercise that you can do, you know, when you are fatigued and when life is a little bit harder because you're going through cancer treatment. And it obviously helps with the meditation, the quietening of the mind, the psychological help that yoga brings, and obviously the psychological difficulties that you have when you're facing a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
The other exercise type I was going to mention is that I think it's really important to recognise that sarcopenia is a real problem.
Okay.
So sarcopenia is when you get kind of muscle wasting. It's something we see anyway with ageing. It's very dramatic if patients are in bed for any length of time, and we do see it during cancer treatment. And so anything you can do to maintain your muscle mass is associated with better outcomes. So maintaining a protein in your diet. I'm not asking you to lift weights, but you need to be able to put resistance on those muscles to help make them stronger. So, you know, doesn't mean going down to the gym and doing some deadlifts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does mean resistance exercise, not just cardiovascular exercise, is very beneficial in cancer treatment and afterwards to rebuild some of the muscle that is lost by the sedentary behaviour.
Absolutely.
Oh, and that's the other thing to mention, is that exercise is not just an event. It needs to be a lifestyle. So there's other evidence to show that the protective benefits of exercise are not just showing up and doing a 30-minute workout once a day, but it's about not being inactive.
Mm.
So if you just do 30 minutes a day and then sit at a desk for the rest of the day, you're not really getting all the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a lot of fit people will say, oh, I'm really fit. But you may really fit, but you might be quite inactive in your desk job or whatever. And actually, it's really important every 90 minutes to walk around for two minutes just to get that circulation flowing.
Mm.
And there's good evidence for that too.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.